welcome to the MUFG FX Weekly podcast with Derek Halpany, Head of Research, Global Markets EMEA and International Securities. What's ahead for the markets this week, Derek?
Well, there's nothing obvious. There's no kind of key events or anything specific that I think the markets are looking out for this week. But obviously, similar to last week, it's all about US, China. We saw, you know, clear evidence last week of the kind of early start of the week through to the middle of the week. There was kind of less enthusiasm, less risk appetite, less optimism in relation to the US-China trade negotiations following comments from Trump. But then the tail end of the week, we had some more positive comments, Larry Kudlow and the US spokesman suggesting we're very close to a deal. So, you know, it's, I would certainly say compared to a week ago, risk appetite is more fragile. We haven't gone into full risk off and certainly not full risk on. So we're kind of swaying between the two, and that really is the overall kind of driver for the markets. And, you know, could we get an announcement this week? Yeah, of course we could. But, you know, our hunch, and this is just a hunch because it's very difficult to predict, but this could drag into December before we get clarification. And in that sense, we would expect financial market conditions more generally to remain kind of similar to last week, a bit fragile. We might have a day here, a day there where risk appetite's positive, but then it could turn slightly negative quite quickly as well. So kind of in wait and see mode, I guess.
Are there any standout themes or potential moves in FX?
Yeah, well, certainly, you know, one, the Swiss franc has definitely been a standout for us. And I know speaking to other people in the markets as well, it's been an interesting one in that there's no kind of clear fundamental backdrop to the outperformance of the Swiss franc. I mentioned a moment ago that there has been, obviously, risk off came back into the markets a little bit last week, but the scale of move in the franc, particularly Euro Swiss, which is back down close to the lows we had in August when we had extreme risk off sentiment. So it does look to us a little bit excessive, and also the SNB have been pretty clear. We had comments last Thursday emphasizing the willingness of the SNB to come in and intervene. We had sight deposit data which suggests that since the beginning of November, the SNB have perhaps become more active in stemming Swiss franc appreciation. And if, say, for example, we did move into risk off this week for whatever reason, we would certainly expect the Japanese yen to become the top performing G10 currency and not the Swiss franc like it was. Well, it was second best performing last week. And that could result in some catch up of yen strength versus the Swiss franc strength. So, you know, a trade selling Swiss versus the Japanese yen, that kind of gap in performance could close, and that could ultimately see the Swiss yen rate drop back down. So that's certainly something we're looking at, the Swiss franc and the strength, which doesn't really tally up with certainly what the SNB are saying, and even the data. We have very weak inflation data from Switzerland at the beginning of this month as well. So that's of interest to us at the moment.
Your FX trade ideas from last week, Derek, how are they playing out?
Well, we didn't get off to the best of starts. You know, we had a short cable position, and the beginning of last week, we had the announcement from Nigel Farage that he was stepping down all the Brexit Party candidates in the Tory-held seats. And then on Friday, he announced a further 43 candidates would be stepped down in seats not held by the Tories. So, you know, even further helping the prospects of the Tory party. And the pound has kind of had a rally on last Monday initially, and then it had another lift on Friday. So we're offside on that. But, you know, we established that trade for two reasons. One was the political risk premium. We thought that could escalate. That element has certainly gone wrong. Secondly, though, the fundamentals, and certainly the data last week was still quite disappointing in the UK. So I think we're keeping the position. We're offside. We have a stop at 1:30, and the momentum is certainly with the pound and the reduction in political risk premium. But you know, there is evidence, some evidence, that the Labour Party are beginning to make some gains and closing the gap. BritainElects.com, for example, its tracking poll shows the gap with the Tories closing. And if that starts to become indicative in a wider number of polls, then, you know, I think quite quickly the political risk premium could come back. And certainly in terms of the macro backdrop, as I said, it's still looking quite weak. So overall, yes, offside on that, but we're still running the position.
Thank you, Derek. Thank you for listening to the MUFG FX Weekly podcast. Visit www.mufgemea.com for more insights from our global markets research team.